The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
And now I got something else I got to tell you. All right, I got to write that down. Ah, damn, Simpsons talk with Marcus is brutal. We're almost done. Let's get the heck out of here, shall we? Entertainment drill and we're done. It's 10 o'clock on the dot. Keith Kooning has worst last name ever. Keith Kooning has sent over a photoshopped image of DeBrady.
And pretty like good.
It's pretty good. And the face he found was pretty fantastic.
Check that out.
Again, they've changed it to raise your hands in the air, waving like you just don't care to. Raise your hands and light your phone up if you've got AIDS. I don't know what DaBaby's concert's about, but raise your hands in the air. Put your cell phone light on if you've got the HIV or AIDS. Like, wow, this is a different... Cool. All right, I'm not going to do that.
The HIV's on fire.
And then Scott Haines said, well, with that, did you hear that Elton John was nearly burned to death last night? Because he asked the crowd if they had AIDS to put their hands up and put their lights on, and he nearly killed the man. Ridiculous, Scott. That's terrible. But yeah, DeBrady is now the picture. You see all those Elton John ads during Diamondbacks games?
Yeah.
It's not till next year.
I know.
It's like next November, too. They got Elton John ads all over the... Anyway, what are you going to do? It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of tactical blackouts there yesterday. We've gotten some good stuff. And it was humid. The humid stuff has got me going. I am swampy up there. That makes you feel like you're working. Yesterday's workout was particularly awesome. Something about it just made me leave saying, I love every second of doing this, and I want to tell everybody about it. And all you got to do is go to ReactDefense.com, give them a ring, check it out online, and then get that trial out of the way. And I almost bet you 90% of you will sit and go, you know what? If I'm trying to get in shape and I want to learn some stuff, this is the place to do it. Tried and true, 20th anniversary. They were around for 20 years for a reason, just getting better every single day. And the stuff we did yesterday, you're not getting at any other gym anywhere else. I can't tell you about it with more enthusiasm. You just have to try it. Bottom of my heart, I'm telling you right now, it's the most fun you'll ever have working out. On top of it all, you leave thrilled. I got bruises all over my leg. Brady, you saw my leg.
Oh, yeah.
You were looking
sexy.
At it's very hot. I have to lift
high thigh bruise.
I have to lift my high thigh up to show you. But the bruises from yesterday are badges of honor.
And between the fishnet, it looks weird.
Oh, well, the fishnet makes it, the hair, it stacks it. But Tony and I were having fun yesterday, and he gave me a couple of good old boots, and we started laughing. And the next thing you know, you're just having the time of your life. And you walk away with these little bruises after you're at it for a while. It's not going to happen to your first day. Not that you're going to get bruised at all if you don't want to. But, just intense. We have so much fun in there. And I can't tell you, I guarantee you, whatever you're trying to do to get in shape, it's not going to be this. ReactDefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Check out their store, TacticalBlackVault.com. Phoenix, Glendale, Chandler, ReactDefense.com. The home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Here's a list of actors who've turned down major roles for various reasons. Like Liam Neeson turned down the role of James Bond because his wife said she wouldn't marry him if he took it.
Which wife? The tree one?
Yeah.
Out of boom,
that James Bond came out. Wow. They saw the movie that he missed, and he took her skiing.
Was it Casino Royale?
I'm not sure which one.
I could have been James Bond. But you took my pride. I have a very specific set of skills, and one of them's going to be pushing you into a tree.
Claire Danes turned down the role of Rose in Titanic because she didn't have it in her to do another romance with Leonardo DiCaprio.
You didn't like him, or just
I don't know.
Too sexy.
Will Smith turned down Django Unchained because he couldn't see eye to eye with Quentin Tarantino's creative direction.
Idiot.
He also turned down Neo in The Matrix because he didn't want to be known as the alien movie guy. He decided on Wild Wild West.
Great idea.
Yeah.
And
he sure can't
Hitch.
Pick it, man.
We did that Ali movie, which I don't think is a good movie, but he was really good in it.
What about Bagger Vance? I heard that was dirty was pretty good in that.
He's got to be a golfer in order.
You have to like golf, and B, you have to like being bored for 2 hours to get a story.
Oh, okay.
Because it's just really good characters, but the story's kind of...
Get this for Sandra Bullock. She also turned down the role of Neo in The Matrix.
Good.
The team was going to change the role to a female, but she wasn't interested.
Instead, they just changed the director into a female.
Yeah, that's right. Lily Allen turned down the role of Yara in Game of Thrones because she would have had to do sex scenes with the character Theon, who was played by her real-life brother, Alfie Allen.
And in the show, Yara and Euron were brother and sister. Remember?
Theron and Euron, they're two different.
Oh, Euron. Theron was the...
The cousin.
He became they cut his penis off.
Yeah.
And then, but he was, remember he was on the horse and he's reaching around and he's giving her the goods?
Around,
that's his sister. Right. That would have been her.
Duh.
Duh. Because that was back when he was, playful and had his penis.
Lawrence Fishburne turned down the role of Jules in Pulp Fiction because he felt the movie made attractive, basically. He made it look good.
Do we have a stroke machine or whatever it is to fix this? Get some ice for his neck.
He didn't like the fact it was promoting heroin.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty very
Tom subtle. Hanks is selling his Toyota FJ40 Land Cruiser. It's the original Land Cruiser, kind of the body, but he had it customized. It's got a 4.3-liter V6 General Motors engine in it. It's got Porsche front seats.
Interesting.
It'll go between $80,000 and $125,000.
I figured like $300,000 or $400,000.
It's in great shape, too.
Those old Jeeps are nice, too. They're the old Jeep, Toyota Jeep versions.
Let's be careful.
The old ones are.
No, I like those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Those old Broncos
and
the Land Cruisers are really cool.
Lil Uzi Vert put his $24 million diamond back into his forehead.
Oh, he took it out.
Yeah, he took it out for a while and then put it back in.
What was he doing with it in the meantime?
Maybe he wanted that out because he got a tongue tattoo as well. Oh, yeah. So I don't know if the diamond had to come out for the treatment on the tongue or not.
You should get a tongue tattoo of just an arrow pointing to the back of your throat.
If it's going in, it's going down. That's what I say. That reminds me of things coming out as Gardner Minshew is battling Lawrence.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Man, Brady, you got to slow down for a second. Just take a breath.
We got to end this
thing. Get some air.
We
got to
end this thing.
Let's go outside and take a lap. Just get some good earth air.
And he doesn't like the fact that he could be the backup quarterback. And
Gardner Minshew.
Yeah. Gardner says he's number two is not an option. He hasn't taken a crap in 2 weeks.
That's right. Because he won't even do a number two. All right. That's a great story. Now go lay down. I'm worried about you. Is he getting red?
Yeah, it's not looking good.
No, just hungry.
We better get the hell out of here.
Is that what it is? He's angry. The broken blood vessels don't lie. Let's get out of here. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a great Tuesday, and we will see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Until later. Bye.
Here we go.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.